Yud Ches Tammuz, so Shiv Osama Tammuz Nidcha, 5th of July, Rabbi Aaron Hirsch, The Meaning of Yerushalayim. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas Maras Hesa Reizel Aleha Shalom Bas Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, near your ear, on the second Yahrzeit of the late Mrs. Rizi Mondra Aleha Shalom.
In Tainis tells us that Chamisha Dvarim Iris Aveisenu Shivos B'Tamuz, first of which revolves around the episode of the Egel, and the third is Huvko Ha'ir, that the walls of the city of Yerushalayim were breached on this day. Now, clearly, the event itself is not enough to be a reason for Avelus, and definitely not a reason that parallels the other four. Walls of the city were breached, and the soldiers came in, but the city was not destroyed. It's not Churban itself, and theoretically, the battle could still have been reversed. And in many ways, it's similar to the way we describe the first of the Tzaris. Normally speaking, we would talk about the event as that was the day that the Egel was served. But the Mishnah describes it as Nishtabru HaLuchos, that the Luchos were smashed. And that isn't necessarily the focus that we would have to describe the main activity that had taken place in Shavuos B'Tamuz. Elamai, these events are as conceptual as they are actual. What we are describing is an idea that brings about Churban as much as an actual event, an actual happening. And therefore we need to understand what Yerushalayim is in order to understand why Huvko Ha'ir is a churban, why it is a destruction. And we see already in the halachas of Horei Orei Yehuda v'Yerushalayim v'Hamikdosh in Tavkuf Samach Aleph, just after, or really just part of Hilchas Tisha B'Av, that Yerushalayim is accorded a different status when it comes to tearing Kriya. Halacha tells us in Korah al Achas Me'ore Yehuda, if a person has torn Kriya on seeing the destruction of one of the cities of Yehuda, Ein Achozav Koreya Kashiyere Shar Ore Yehuda. So you don't do Kriya again over another one of the cities of Yehuda because you've seen Churban, Chutz Yerushalayim. But Yerushalayim is a rule unto itself, and therefore you would have to do Kriya. But more than that, in Korah al Yerushalayim, that Yerushalayim encompasses Churban to such an extent that if one has done Kriya there, there is no necessity to carry out Kriya when seeing any of the other Orei Yehuda. So perhaps the way to see the concept of Yerushalayim is to take a step back and to understand all the 3 weeks in one idea, the concept of the Bein HaMitzarim in one idea. We know that there is an idea that parallels Rosh Hashanah to Shemini Atzeres, so to speak, Simchas Torah, parallels that to Shiva Os B'Tamuz to the 10th of Av. They both occupy the same length of time. And clearly they are very different to one another. One ends up with Simchas Torah. One ends up with the Beis HaMikdosh having been destroyed. But the truth of the matter is that the purpose of both those periods of time is exactly the same. The purpose is Kirvas Elokim. The purpose is to bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, we have the well-known statement that Kolamis Abel al Yerushalayim Zoyche V'roya B'Simchosa. That he doesn't say that somebody who's Misabel on Yerushalayim understands and is able to rebuild. It says that they are part of the Simcha of Yerushalayim. It's a very unusual phrase given that Yerushalayim will not be rebuilt just because somebody is Misabel on Yerushalayim. Why does the one equate to the other? Why does the Avelus bring about Simcha? And Dessler in Chelik He, actually Chelik Beis, explains that the person is mitzta'er about his inability lehidovek b'Hashem Yizmarach. And ironically, that itself, that sorrow that a person feels, brings about a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because what it does is it sensitizes the individual to the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to the meaning of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being in the world. And if that is the case, then the purpose of Avelus that we have during the 3 weeks and Bifrat on the Tanesim of Shavuos B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av is not just the Avelus itself. The Avelus is a means to an end. The purpose is to want to get to a stage where I am more closely connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where I have this lack, this element of my existence somehow is achieved through Avelus. Somehow I make up that lack through Avelus in the same way as I would make up that lack through Simcha. And this is a macro idea of Tov Leches El Beis Ovel Mi Leches El Beis Mishteh. Because the Chai Yitein El Liboik, that a person is able to reflect and therefore able to place HaKadosh Baruch Hu centrally in their lives. And the truth is that if one compares this to events in a person's life on an individual basis, if you go to a chasna, so generally speaking, it's possible for a person who's not that close to the Bali Simcha to be mishtatef in the Simcha in a complete way. But generally speaking, when you go to a place of tzorah, person goes, Rachman Litzlon, to a Leviah, to a Shiva, so that the people there who express that tzar are people who are close to the Ovel or the Niftar. But the further away a person is, the less they feel that connection. What we are trying to achieve during this period, of the Beinam Tzorim, is to be a person who feels a connection to the Tzorah, feels a connection to the Avelus. And by doing so, we are mishtatef in the same way as on Simchas Torah. We find ourselves able to be mishtatef even if the cause of the Simcha is slightly removed. So, what we therefore have to do is understand what Yerushalayim is conceptually. There is a well-known Medrash, from Medrash and Bereishis Rabbah, that the name Yerushalayim is made up of two separate names, one given by Avraham Avinu and one by Malki Tzedek, because he was the Melech Shalem, that's one half of Yerushalayim, and Avraham Avinu at the end of the Akedah said, Bahar Hashem Yirai. These two words together give the context to Yerushalayim, these two ideas. Agav, even though we pronounce it Yerushalayim, in Tanakh, the name is written over 640 times, and only five of those occasions do we find the Yud of Yerushalayim. That final Yud is missing in the vast majority of the occasions that the word Yerushalayim is written in Tanakh, and therefore it reads as Yira and Shalem. It reads that way And the concept of those two cities, those two names, is quite apparent in at least the Ksav of Yerushalayim. Now, we generally assume, therefore, that Yerushalayim has two elements to it. You can acquire, or you should ideally be at a level where you have the Yira and the Shalem. Actually, the two elements of Yerushalayim are essentially contradictory to one another. If you look at, say, for Yeshaya, Perek Beis, so there is a description of V'hoyo ba'achris hayomim nochon yehar beis Hashem. And initially, the description is somewhat idyllic. These are psukim that we are somewhat familiar with. However, within the same context, the Novi then goes on to talk about Pachad Hashem, the idea that there will be a fear and an awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'niskav Hashem levadoi v'yoyim hahu, and the way it will happen is through seeing the Shofel Rum Anoshim, and Ubo Bim Ores Turum Mechilos Ofov Mipnei Pachad Hashem. They will almost hide as a result of the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means that Yerushalayim encompasses within it the concept of people coming together, L'yisog Goyel Goy Cherev, and yet at the same time having a state of pachad, being in a state of fear, of awe. Because Yerushalayim is a city that is described in many places, classically in Megillas Eicha, that it is the city of Klilas Yofi, it's a city of beauty. Beauty in art is the concept of harmony, which means bringing together things that are opposite and putting them together in such a way that they bring out a greater whole. Just having the same colour on a background is not a work of art. In today's world it probably is, but in a real world where people are normal, when you have just one item, that isn't art, that isn't beauty. It's when you blend together different aspects which are contradictory and you bring them into making a greater whole, that's when you achieve Klilas Yofi. We therefore have in Yerushalayim two opposite elements which we bring together. In Tehillim, in the Shir HaMaalos, we talk about Yerushalayim as being the Beis Hashem, the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is so manifest that we are essentially in the background, that it is a place where our relationship is defined as the concept of Bahar Hashem Yirai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shelet, is the ruler of the world. Yet at the same time in Yerushalayim, it's Kisos L'Mishpat, Kisos L'Veis David. It's a place where the human being comes to his apex, where the Sanhedrin decides the Hanhoga of the world, where the Melech makes the decisions that affects the world. So who is the one who is seen as, so to speak, being in control? The human being. The human being through the Torah that the Sanhedrin creates, through the malchus, the decisions that the melech has to take, and melech shemochel al kvoidei ein kvoidei mochel, that comes to its height in Yerushalayim. So at the same time, you have a place where the human being is given tremendous value, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu is seen in such a way that it seems to negate everything else. Both go on at the same time, in the same place. And this concept, therefore, of Yira and Shalem Yirah is the concern for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whereas Shalem is the concern for Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. And even though we normally have these concepts side by side, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro and Bein Adam L'Mokom, but when you put them together, they're almost contradictory. What we're actually saying is, we need to achieve a balance between the two, and we need to achieve a level where we focus on both simultaneously. That my Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi can't negate my Bein Adam L'Mokom, nor the other way around. I have to understand how until I have them both side by side, I actually am not achieving that which Yerushalayim represents. And the fact that these names were provided, one by Shem and one by Avram, is a continuation of this same idea. Shem, as we know, created a yeshiva. Yeshiva at a time before they were mitzvahs masiyos, which means that the purpose was the seichel. The purpose was Torah. Whereas Avram is the amud hachesed, the concept of maisa, the concept of the lathe, are very different to one another. One requires my involvement in terms of seichel, and one requires my involvement in terms of chesed. And Rav Dessler, in one phrase, therefore says, what is Binyan Yerushalayim? Avas habriyos v'limud haTorah. That's exactly the two ideas that we've been describing. That is how we achieve Yerushalayim. By putting together two ideas which are almost contradictory and understand that they must live together for us to rebuild Yerushalayim. Moreover, there's a Rashi which has a parallel idea towards the end of Parshas Tetzaveh, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the Oilas Tomid will be Pesach Oil Moed, the place asher evoid lochem shama ledaber elecha sham. The place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will speak to Moshe. And Rashi says, V'yeshma Rabbi Seinu, lemeidim mikam. Some learn from here, Sheme'al mizbach hanocheshes, hoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaber im Moshe. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu would speak to Moshe from the mizbech. Whereas, V'yesh ha'imrim be'al ha'kepores. You have two different places where HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to Moshe Rabbeinu. One is the place of Shlemus, the Mizbeach, which is the parallel to Tefillah, and one is the Oren, which is the place of Torah, which is the place of our input. Those two together create the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. But beyond the almost contradictory elements of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro and Bein Adam L'Mokom, there is another element to Yerushalayim which we come across in the Gemara in Bava Kamma. Gemara in Bava Kamma, Pei Beis Amud Beis, tells us that Asara Dvarim Nemru B'Yerushalayim. There were ten takonos, if you will, ten elements to Yerushalayim which are true only of Yerushalayim and of nowhere else in Eretz Yisrael. That you don't have the concept that you can't buy back a house. There's no concept of Egla Rufa, Ira Nidachas, Ein Matam B'Negoim, Ein Oisimbo Ganos of Pardeses, etc. Why? Because Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim. Beyond the idea that Yerushalayim carries this name of Yirah and this name of Shlemus, Yerushalayim is unique in that it's lo nischalka l'shvatim. It was never divided amongst the various shvatim. So the idea being that it doesn't belong to us. It's not ours. The good news is that means that even if Yerushalayim is abandoned, it doesn't become hefka. It never belongs to somebody else. Whatever the Muslims say, whatever the Vatican says, Yerushalayim never goes out of the ownership of Klal Yisrael as a whole. Because It belongs to us only mitzad the fact that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gift to all of Klal Yisrael. And the truth is that they have tried over the centuries to exclude us from Yerushalayim. In the time of the Byzantines, from the 4th century to the 7th century, till the Muslims recaptured Yerushalayim in 638, for 300 years, Jews were not allowed to live in Yerushalayim. They were allowed into the city one day a year, and that one day was Tisha B'Av. They were allowed to come and mourn, but they were never allowed to live there, or they were never allowed to reside there for over 3 centuries. Made no difference. Yerushalayim remains ours, because it's lo nischalka l'shvatim. Yet at the same time, it means there's no place for individual claims. There's no place for personal ownership. Because we live in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world when we're in Yerushalayim, more closely than in any other place. You have to understand that this isn't yours. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And at the same time, the fact that it's lo nischalka to any individual shevet is because it was nischalka to, so to speak, all of the shvatim. So at the same time that we are saying that it doesn't belong to anyone individually, it belongs to everyone. If we're all there, it's ours. It's not a place for sectarianism. It's not a place where a person says, this is the Mahalach, and not that. Because Yerushalayim is a place where all Shvatim came together, and in a way this was, the ideal level was achieved when, during the Avodah on Yom Kippur, as we know, there were Oimdim Tzfufim Mushtachvim Revochim, meaning that this is a place that defies the normal laws of nature. This is a place that, since it belongs to everybody, so Mushtachvim Revochim, because I find my place in Yerushalayim. At the same time, it's Oimdim Tzfufim, because it's not mine. It's not mine individually. It's only mine when I'm part of Klal Yisrael, when I see my existence as being part of the Klal. That is also the definition of Yerushalayim. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, and at the same time, it is mine if I see myself defined as part of the Klal. And therefore, the closing words of Yechezkel. Yechezkel, the last prokim of Yechezkel, describe the Binyan Bayis Shlishi. The last, literally the last words of that whole description and of Sefer Yechezkel is V'shem Ha'ir Miyoim, the name of the city from now onwards is Hashem Shama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. That idea is what Yerushalayim is. If we want to rebuild Yerushalayim, we have to rebuild that. We have to achieve a measure of sholem, of ben adam l'chaveray, at the same time as achieving a measure of yira, of ben adam l'mokim. We have to understand how the world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the same time as understanding that our existence is predicated on being part of the klal. As Mordechai says to Esther, that Klal Yisrael revach v'atzola yamid la'yehud mimokim acher. Klal Yisrael will always continue. V'atu beisavich, an individual, they can cancel themselves out. They can take an approach which will see them and their lineage ended. The klal is that which endures. And therefore, if we want to get back from Churban, from where we stand at the moment, to Binyan, we need to move to a place where we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because with HaKadosh Baruch Hu there is no concept of Churban per se, and we have to get to a place of the Klal, because Klal Yisrael never goes through Churban. Individuals go through Churban. We go through Tzora, but we can never be ultimately destroyed. We can go through periods of Golus. But we can never be ultimately destroyed if we define ourselves as the Klal, define ourselves as being part of the Klal. And therefore, in order to do this, we have to see Yerushalayim not so much as a geographical location on the map, but as the concept of the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Ki Mitzian Teitzei Torah Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. And we need to understand that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ivol L'moishavli, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose, desired Yerushalayim as a place for the Gilui of the Shekhinah, that it is in order to ensure that our existence is one which connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Interestingly, in the Rishonim, there is a machlekes whether in benching we should finish the third bracha with the words Boine Yerushalayim or Boine Verachmo of Yerushalayim. Which of these two ways should we conclude this bracha? This reflects the duality. Whether it is we who build Yerushalayim because we are able to achieve our input, or whether we need the Rachamov, the Groh, the Gon Paskin, that you don't say Barachamov, because Tzion B'mishpot Tipodeh, we will be able to have a chelek in the Geula of Yerushalayim through our efforts, through Mishpot. The concept of Barachamov means that we rely and we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Putting the two together is because both of them are actually correct. We understand why this is Machlokes Rishonim, because each one is viewing a different element of what actually will be Boine, what actually will rebuild Yerushalayim. And therefore, we also understand the psukim in Yirmiyahu that talk about the eventual Geula, where we are told, Ki a'ale arucha loch umimakisayech erpoech ne'um Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, there will be a time, there will come a time, where you will be healed of your wounds, where that which you went through will be removed. Ki nidocho korulach, because the nations of the world have described you as being abandoned. Tzion hi deresh eino. They describe Tzion as a place which nobody wants. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us, Tzion hi deresh ein lo michlal deboi drisha. That in order to have Yerushalayim, you need to be deresh Yerushalayim. And therefore, the Gemara describes various of the takonas that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made in order to be deresh Yerushalayim. This pasuk is not there to talk about the Avelus of Yerushalayim. The Gemara says that's the Pasuk of Imishkochech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yemini. That is the Avelus that we currently find ourselves in as a result of Hufka Ir, the literal city being destroyed, the Beis HaMikdosh being Nechrav. That's the Pasuk of Imishkochech Yerushalayim. What we need to focus on as a result of that is the future Zecher LeMikdosh, not the past Zecher LeChurban. The future Zecher LeMikdosh of Tzion needs Drisha. We need to try and achieve, we need to look out for, and see how in our own lives we can bring the concepts of Yerushalayim into being through looking, through Drisha, through searching, how those concepts can be internalized. And if we do that, then we are able to rebuild the cracks in the city. Because it's true that on this day the city was not destroyed. But the fact that there are cracks there, that means that the concepts of Yirah and Shlemus were brought to an end in their ideal form. And what we need to do is restore them so that we can have a true Bayis Shlishi, as described in the Pesukim of Yechezkel.